young student has no clear idea about really closed countries from Visegrad group. Yes, they have no clear idea what happened in these countries nowadays, also in history.
Would be very nice that students living, people living in this area or studying in this area would be more educated in history of this area.
Central Europe's next generation is generally considered to be ignorant of their country's common history. Not only ignorant, but disinterested. But two special history projects at Gymnasium Ostrava Hrabovka, a grammar school in the north of the Czech Republic, are proving that the interest is there if history is taught properly. Gymnasium Ostrava Hrabovka teamed up with a school from across the border in Poland to run two history-based projects. The first dealt with the two countries' common Nazi history. The second, which just finished last month, focused on communist history. The latter project made a particular impression on these students who were all born after the fall of communism.
They were cruel and because that what they did to people in prison.
I think it's unfair that communism is still in our government.
Working with Polish students added an interesting element to the project.
He just started to talk and it was so what did you say? So we just tried to talk in English.
Yeah.
But later on we tried to compare some words we both used that sound similar and we had a lot of fun while doing this.
Most of the students admit they've rarely spoken of the communist era with their parents because their parents are reluctant. Volunteering for this project gave the students a greater understanding of why their parents consider them the lucky generation. The students at Gymnasium Ostrava Hrabovka consider this project one of the best educational experiences they've ever had. They think that all Central European teenagers should have the same opportunity.
They would learn more about communism and I think that our history is the most important thing that we have.